the king of Baghdad with spiritual sway, ruling hearts on the path to Allah's way, ruling hearts on the path to Allah's way, the king of Baghdad.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Welcome back to our program, dear viewers. Only through the grace and mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, once again you are watching this program, and we are speaking about the King of Baghdad, سرکار غوث اعظم عبد القادر الجیلانی قدس سره نورانی ماشاءاللہ الحمدللہ رب العالمین. And in today's program we are to discuss غوث پاک from the lens of امام احمد رضا خان رحمت اللہ تعالی علی. الحمدللہ, sit back, enjoy this beautiful program from beginning to end, inshallah azza wa jalla. I will recite a few اشعار, which is the famous salam of سیدی اعلی حضرت امام احمد رضا خان, مصطفیٰ جان رحمت پہ لاکھو سلام, شمع بزم ہدایت پہ لاکھو سلام. There are some اشعار which اعلیٰ حضرت had composed in the praises of سرکار بغداد رحمت اللہ تعالی علی. Let's be honored and privileged to hear these اشعار and its translation, and thereafter we dwell into its discussion inshallah. سیدی اعلیٰ حضرت امام احمد رضا خان writes, he says,
غوث اعظم امام تقا و نقا, غوث اعظم امام متقا و نقا, غوث اعظم امام متقا و نقا, جلوہ شان قدرت پہ لاکھوں سلام.
He says, غوث اعظم رحمتہ تعالی علیہ is the leader of the pious. Millions of peace be upon the radiance of Allah's power. Subhanallah, subhanallah. He says,
قُتُبُ عَبْدَالُ اِرْشَادُ رُشُدُ الرِّشَادُ, قُتُبُ عَبْدَالُ اِرْشَادُ رُشُدُ الرِّشَادُ, قُتُبُ عَبْدَالُ اِرْشَادُ رُشُدُ الرِّشَادُ, مُحِيِّ دین و ملت پہ لاکھوں سلام.
اعلیٰ حضرت says, he is the قطب, the ابدال, ارشاد, and a guide for those who guide. Millions of peace be upon the revival of Islam and the ummah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. سیدی اعلیٰ حضرت says,
جس کی ممبر بنی گردن اولیاء, جس کی ممبر بنی گردن اولیاء, اس قدم کی کرامت پہ لاکھوں سلام.
He says, millions of peace be upon the miraculous feet of غوث پاک, whose pulpit happens to be the neck of the awliya of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah, subhanallah. In the first couplet we have heard, اعلیٰ حضرت has composed غوث اعظم امام التقا والنقا. If you look at it, dear viewers of Madini channel, his entire life was adorned with piety and taqwa. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, adhered to the sharia from childhood days and continued to do so until his last breath in this physical world. Although as a child, it is not obliged to follow the sharia, but because the sheikh of his time was a born wali, hence during the month of Ramadan al-Kareem, it is stated he never drank his mother's milk during the day. Allahu Akbar. In fact, his own mother says, when Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, my son, never used to drink milk during the day in the month of Ramadan, she says, once the moon of Ramadan could not be sighted. And when the people inquired from me, I said to them that my son did not drink the milk today. Allahu Akbar. My son has not drinken and taken milk today, which was later discovered that it was in fact the first day of Ramadan. And it became famous from the very day, and people came to know about my child, that there is a child born in Jilan, Allahu Akbar, who's from the Ahlul Bayt, from the family of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and who doesn't drink milk in the month of Ramadan. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. So yes, dear viewers, his taqwa and piety, Allahu Akbar, it's really amazing. If we take a glance at the blessed life of Huzur Ghaus-e-Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali from this perspective, we find him to be a mighty mountain of steadfastness, of sabr, patience, istiqamat. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Nasr Musa Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he narrates that once Ghaus-e-Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali reached a place whilst on journey where there was no signs of water. Allahu Akbar. And he spent days without water. When his thirst became unbearable, Allah Azza wa Jalla sent a cloud. It is stated it drizzled a little and his thirst was quenched to some extent. Soon after this occurrence, a light appeared, which illuminated the entire horizon. And there appeared a very strange shape. Allahu Akbar. And then a voice addressed Ghaus-e-Pak saying, "O Abdul Qadir, I am your Lord and I have allowed all those things for you which I have made unlawful for others. Allahu Akbar. So take whatever you desire and do as you please." Ghaus-e-Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali recited, "A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaytanir Rajeem." He said, "You are Shaytan." Allahu Akbar. As he said that and recited, "A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaytanir Rajeem," dear viewers, the light quickly turned into darkness and the voice came, "You have been saved through your intense knowledge of Sharia and through your high ranks. Otherwise, I have already misguided 70 people of spirituality through this trap of mine." Allahu Akbar. At that moment, Ghaus-e-Pak replied and said, "O accursed Shaitan, you are still trying to manipulate me even harder than before. I have not been saved through my ilm and knowledge, but it is only due to the mercy and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Allahu Akbar. So Shaitan tried once to attack Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. That wasn't sufficient, so he tried again to say, "It is your ilm and your knowledge which saved you." And Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali got rid with that waswasa as well and said to him, "No, it is only through the mercy and the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal. He Azza wa Jalla is a savior of humanity, of mankind, and he is the one who fulfills everyone's wishes, dear viewers." So when Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala was born, the Muslims at the time were in trials and tribulations. It is stated that a lot had changed for worse, and like our time, spirituality was commercialized. So he acquired knowledge with such sincerity and wholeheartedly that while treading the path of ilm and knowledge, dear viewers, he escalated onto the stations of Qutb, a very high ranking wali of Allah Azza wa Jalla. As he states himself, he says, "Darastu al-ilma hatta sirtu qutban. Darastu al-ilma hatta sirtu qutban. Waniltu sa'da min mawla al-mawali." He says, "I persuaded knowledge until I became a kutub, and by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jalla, I achieved the station of felicity." Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. So Shaykh Abdul Wahhab Shirani Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali and the other great muhaddith of his time, Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddisi Dehlibi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, said he had complete command over 13 branches of ilm and knowledge. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Muhyuddin. Great title of Ghaus-e-Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And not only one title, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Ghaus-e-Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has many, many titles, subhanallah. Having a variety of names and titles is actually the evidence of an individual possessing a host of attributes and qualities. Jihan, dear viewers. Sayyidi Ghaus-e-Azam Sheikh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali is one of those figures whose global renowned reputation encompasses a spectrum of titles and appellations, dear viewers. Ghaus-e-Samadani, Mahbub-e-Subhani, Qindil-e-Nurani, Shahbaz-e-Lamakani, Ghaus-e-Azam, Ghaus-ul-Insi wal-Jinn, Muhyul-Millati wal-Dini wal-Iman. All these are from the exemplary titles spoken for this prestige personality in the whole world, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. So he, rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, is the revival of the deen. Jihad, the revival of the deen in many ways. He revived the deen through his personality, through his knowledge and ilm, through his akhlaq, through his literature, his fatawa, his karamat, his efforts. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, had revived the deen, and thus his title is Muhyuddin, the revival of the deen. Subhanallah, subhanallah. You know something, dear viewers? One day someone asked the reason for this title, and he replied, he says, when he traveled to Baghdad, he met a feeble and sick man on his way during this journey. He called me by my name and he greeted me. Ghawse Pak says, when I got closer, he asked me to give him support. And as I supported him, he quickly began to recover and he became healthy, and the signs of youthful vigor became manifest on him. So I got scared looking at him, and then he said to me, have you recognized me? I am the religion, and I was about to take my last breaths. Allah Azza wa Jalla has revived me through you. Allahu Akbar. Ghawse Pak says, later on when I reached the masjid, when I reached the mosque, people began to call me Muhyuddin. He says, I did not have this name prior to this incident. Allahu Akbar. So subhanallah, his station is so lofty in the spiritual domain that he announced, dear viewers, in Baghdad Mu'alla, whilst delivering his speech, and he said, قَدَمِي هَذِهِ عَلَىٰ رَقَبَتِي كُلِّ وَلِيِّ اللَّهِ. When the awliyaullah heard his announcement, they obliged. But Khaja Gharib Nawaz Mu'inuddin Chishti Ajmeri Sanjari Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, Allahu Akbar, on the grounds in Khurasan, hundreds of miles away in Khurasan, he said, your foot is not only on my neck, but it is also above my head. Subhanallah. Yani, ye dil, ye jigar hai, ye aankh hai, ye sar hai, jaha chaho rakho kadam Ghaus-e-Azam. Allahu Akbar. What can be said about the shan of Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, dear viewers? Khaja Gharib Nawaz, hundreds of miles away, heard the irshad and the saying of Ghawse Pak, and from hundreds of miles away, he accepted the orders of Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. Likewise, every wali in the world, wherever he was, accepted the orders and the hukum of this great wali of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, he says, Wah, kya مرتبہِ غوث ہے بالا تیرا اونچے اونچوں کے سروں سے قدم آلہ تیرا. He says, wow, wonders, O Ghawth-e Azam, your status is indeed so exalted. Above the heads of the super elite are your feet. So exalted are you. Allahu Akbar. چلیں اس کو ساتھ میں مل کے پڑھتے ہیں انشاءاللہ.
واہ کیا مرتبہِ
says, how then will anyone understand the status of your head? So exalted. Sar bhala kya koi jaane ki hai kaisa tera? Auliya malte hain aankhe wohe talwa tera. How will anyone know your maqam so exalted when the awliya rub, the awliya, the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla, rub their eyes on the soles of your feet? So exalted. Allahu Akbar. This is how Ala Hazrat explained to us the maqam of Ghusul Wara in the language of poetry, dear viewers. It must be understood from the beginning that this is not meant to degrade or insult any of the other saints of Allah Azza wa Jalla, but merely to highlight and to present the true position of Ghawth-e-Azam Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh in the ranks of all the awliyas of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Subhanallah. It can also indicate to the lofty position of Hazrat Ghawth-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Subhanallah. It was proven by the fact that all the awliya Allahs at that moment lowered their heads as a mark of respect to this declaration when Ghawth-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh declared, "Qadami hadhihi ala raqabati kulli waliyillah." My feet are on the neck of all the awliya Allahs of Allah Azza wa Jalla. It is reported that some saints also took hold of his blessed feet during his physical life and they would place it upon their heads. Sar bhala kya koi jaane ki hai kaisa tera, awliya malte hain aankhein, wo hai talwa tera. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Now in the next couplet he says, subhanallah.
Kya darbe jis pe himayat ka ho pan ja tera. Kya darbe jis
Akbar, kya dabe jis pe himayat ka ho panja tera. Why should the one upon whom is your hand feel defeated? How can he feel defeated when he has your hands above him? Subhanallah. Kya dabe jis pe himayat ka ho panja tera. Sher ko khatre mein lata nahi kutta tera. When even by a lion your dog is not intimidated, then how can the one who has your hands above him be intimidated or be oppressed in any way, dear viewers? Allahu Akbar. What love Ala Hazrat has infused in our hearts to understand the lofty maqam of Ghawsul Wara Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. In other words, O Ghawth-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, no matter how weak someone might be, as long as that person enjoys your support, as long as your himayat and your panja and your mubarak hands is above him, he will never ever be defeated. The reason is that even a dog sitting near your blessed court is able to defeat a powerful lion with merely its small paws. Allahu Akbar. Therefore, if we have your spiritual support on our back, we have no concern for any enemy. Allahu Akbar. Whichever enemy of Islam approaches us, we will be able to easily defeat and humiliate that person. Allah, 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 Allah. So there is a story behind this. Therefore, Ala Hazrat had written and composed this, and we all know it. Subhanallah, it's a karamat. And this is the power of Ghawth-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi's dog, by the way, dear viewers. It is stated that once a saint who used to travel using a lion, he arrived at the bargah of Ghawth-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. His name was Sheikh Ahmad Zinda rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. It's mentioned about the Sheikh, wherever he went in the whole world, wherever he went to visit, and people would place a cow before the lion for the lion to have its meal. So one day when he arrived in Baghdad Sharif and he became the guest of Hazrat Ghawth-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, the great saint Ghawth-e-Pak ordered that a cow should be given to the lion as well. As the servants were bringing the cow, it is said that there was also a small dog following this cow. Behind the cow, this dog was also running. And when it saw the lion, Allahu Akbar, dear viewers of Madinah channel, it attacked the lion and it tore the lion to pieces. When Sheikh Ahmad Zinda rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali saw this, he immediately kissed the hand of Ghawth-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. Subhanallah. Yes, dear viewers of Madinah channel, yani the dog that sits at the doorstep of Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, a dog that has connection with the street and gali of Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, gained this ability and power that it could attack even the lion, dear viewers? When this is the kamal and the shan and status of a weak dog that has association with the gali and the street of Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, what can be said about the owner himself, who is none other than Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, the Wali and the Sultan of all the awliyas, my brothers in Islam, subhanallah. Thus Allah Hazrat said, how can anyone be defeated who has your hands and your panja on his back? Allahu Akbar. When Sayyidi Ala Hazrat explained it so beautifully, and he says, when even by a lion your dog is not intimidated, Allahu Akbar. When a lion could not intimidate a kutta and a dog, then what can be said about your murideen? How can they ever be defeated by the difficulties and by the enemies of Islam, dear viewers of Madani Channel? Allahu Akbar. May Allah Kareem grant us full tawfiq and ability to love Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali and fall in love with him, just as Ala Hazrat has made us drink the glass of love and mahabba for Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. He infused this in our hearts, dear viewers of Madani Channel. He made us understand what is the true maqam of Ghawse Azam, without which it would have been much more difficult for us to understand who is Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. In the next couplet, Ala Hazrat now further explains to us his closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal, his qurbiyat, his proximity in the bargah of Allah Azza wa Jalla is this, ki subhanallah, he says, qasme de de ke khilata hai pilata hai tujhe, qasme de de ke khilata hai pilata hai tujhe, qasme de de ke khilata hai pilata hai tujhe, pyara Allah tera میں دے دے کے کھلاتا ہے پلاتا ہے تجھے. When feeding you and clothing you, he gives you his oath, most exalted, پیارا اللہ تیرا چاہنے والا تیرا. Oh beloved, you are blessed with the love of Allah عز و جل, most exalted. Such love and محبہ that subhanallah, he eats when Allah Azza wa Jalla feeds him in this way, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Subhanallah. As much as his miracles are famous, dear viewers, in the like manner, his spiritual patients are also famous. And every year, in fact, every month, wherever the Mubarak and blessed gatherings of Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali are in progress, these are the things that should be mentioned. His karamat are too many to even mention. And majority of the time, karamat are those things which people would know, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Have we put a blind eye on the secret life of Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, which is no longer secret? The world knows his difficulties, the hardships that he endured during his studying life, during his infant days, his childhood days, dear viewers. He remained hungry and thirsty for many, many days. One report says, he was so hungry that he decided to go to the bank of the river Dajla to see whether he would find some vegetables lying on the ground or some grass where he could eat something to survive. When he arrived there, he saw there were other people already present there who were looking for something to eat. He says, I returned to Baghdad Sharif and I sat down near the corner of a famous masjid. Allahu Akbar. He further states that he did not spare any spiritual patience against his nafs. He remained steadfast on this. Many years he spent on the outskirts of the town and in seclusion, where he, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, did not speak with any person, did not communicate with people for days and nights without any food, eating and surviving on the grass and plants of the jungles and the wilds, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. He says, 1 year, our Ghawse Azam, 1 year, he only consumed a little lentils and grass and never drank water. For another year, after this year, he says he also drank water with this.
yani water and plants and other things that he would eat with it. And for 1 year after this, he only drank water and consumed no food. And the following year, he did not drink or eat anything at all. Every person is bound to go through tests of this world, dear viewers. And Ghawse Pak, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he would supplicate for others. The du'as would instantly be accepted before their eyes. The very same Ghawse could have made one du'a, and most definitely, the food would have come walking towards him, subhanallah. This is the power Allah has given in his command, dear viewers. But subhanallah, he chose patience and sabr, perseverance, tolerance. And this is the style of Aqa Madani Wali Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Why not? For he is the grandson of the beloved Nabi Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. He further declares, he says, I survive such severe patience and test upon myself that if this was placed on a mountain, it would explode. Allahu Akbar. Even in his Qasida Ghawthiya, dear viewers, these matters are mentioned. Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali reveals that one day, while I was sleeping, a voice from the unseen informed me, you have not been created to sleep. He further explains, the fruits of all of these strict and severe patience and mujahida upon himself resulted in the fact that every night Allah Azza wa Jalla reveals to me, O Abdul Qadir, I have chosen you, I have chosen you, I have chosen you. Allah, Allah, Allah. So you have understood, dear viewers of Majid Channel. This is the maqam of the beloved Ghawse Azam Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Allahu Akbar. Living in the wilds, in the jungles, in secluded areas, dilapidated buildings and homes which were damaged and broken. All these are signs and proof that our Ghawse Pak never chose luxury. He never chose comfort, though it was at his feet, subhanallah. Furthermore, dear viewers, in the next couplets, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali now teaches us how to strengthen this connection with Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Ala Hazrat himself, being on such a high and lofty maqam, what he says, though he is also a wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, subhanallah, a great personality, and he recognizes the maqam of Ghawse Pak and he says,
tujhse dar dar se sag aur sag se hai mujhko nisbat, tujhse dar dar se sag aur sag se hai mujhko nisbat, tujhse dar dar se sag aur sag se hai mujhko nisbat, meri gardan mein bhi hai door ka dora tera, meri gardan mein bhi hai door ka dora tera, wahan kya martaba
Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Yes, dear viewers of Madani Channel, he says, to your doorstep, Allahu Akbar, tujh se dar, dar se sag, aur sag se hai mujhko nisbat. Sag here means dog, dear viewers. To your doorstep, to it the dog, and to your dog, I am connected. Allahu Akbar. Who is connected to your doorstep? It is the dog. And who's connected to your dog? It's me. Allahu Akbar, on my neck as well, your extended leash is firmly connected. Dur ka dora tera, subhanallah, subhanallah. Oh Ghawse Pak, the dog which is lucky enough to sit at your doorstep, we have even a connection with that dog that is connected to your doorstep. And this is merely to explain what is connection. A person should find it difficult to directly connect himself with Sarkari Baghdad, Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. In terms of maqam, Allah has blessed him a very high and a lofty rank. We don't have the audacity and the guts to directly be connected to you. Thus, if we are connected to even the dog which is connected to your doorstep, hamara kaam ban jayega, subhanallah. So we are the servants of yours. Jiha, we are the servants of yours at your door or your entrance, and I'm also your servant, and even though many years have passed, I still have the rope or the string around my neck, which signifies that I belong to you and that I am your servant. Allah, 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 Allah. So yes, dear viewers of Madani channel, think of Hazrat Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiyallahu an, who was from Abyssinia. Allahu Akbar. The early Muslims called him Bilal, 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 Subhanallah. But Subhanallah, now the Muslims call him Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiyallahu an. By prominent Sahaba Ikram like Hazrat Umar Farooq radiyallahu an, a time came when the same slave stood up on the Holy Kaaba and he gave adhan and the people around him declared, "O Bilal, at first you were our slave. However, because your connection with the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has been established, we are now your slaves and you have become our master." Allahu Akbar. Allah, Allah. This is what connection does, dear viewers. Someone who is insignificant in the sight of others gains much great martaba and maqam after associating relationship and connection, Subhanallah. After the relationship is established and the connection is strong and it's with the master, Allahu Akbar, no one can do you down, dear viewers of Madani channel. That's Allah is saying. That dog which was connected to the door of Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, even overpowered a lion on the day of judgment. The dog of Ashabi Kahf, dear viewers of Madani channel, will also follow Ashabi Kahf into Jannah as well. Will it not happen? Have you not read Suratul Kahf? Allahu Akbar. If connection was not important, then why is the dog always mentioned in the Holy Quran Pak in Suratul Kahf, dear viewers of Madani channel, nearly three times in one verse? The word used in the Quran is their dog, their dog, their dog. Allahu Akbar. In other words, not any dog, but it is they dog. Not generally just dogs, but it was the dog of Ashabi Kahf. So when you become somebody's, Subhanallah, you gain more importance, dear viewers of Madani channel. Thus Allah is saying, we are not street dogs, but rather we are belonging to Ghawse Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Sayyidi Allah says in the next couplet, he explains that how the string and the rope that is in our necks of Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, which is very far away from us, Subhanallah. It's a long rope, but as long as this nishani and this emblem is around our neck, we are identified as the servants of Ghawse Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Allahu Akbar, he says, is nishani ke jo sag hai nahi mare jaate. Is nishani ke jo sag hai تک میرے گلے میں رہے پٹا تیرا حشر تک میرے گلے میں رہے پٹا تیرا آمین اللہم آمین. The dogs bearing this emblem are not euthanized or executed. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Jiha. They are not euthanized. They are not put to sleep as dogs that are wandering here and there, that are stray dogs, that have no owners. They are put to sleep and they become a pain to the society. They become difficult at times. They cause troubles and harms in many streets and places. So people would complain to make this dog or make this animal sleep. Allah says, Subhanallah, the dogs bearing this emblem are never to put to sleep and executed until the day of reckoning. To my neck may it remain connected. What shall remain connected? It is the rope of Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Allahu Akbar. So it is a emblem with the sign containing that this person is the ghulam of Ghawse Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. When you identified as the servant of Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, then such dogs aren't put to sleep. They are not executed. They are not euthanized, dear viewers of Madani channel, but rather they are respected and honored. Subhanallah. Like the dog of Ghawse Azam who ate a lion, who tore a lion, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Allahu Akbar. How this may have been at that time and how people may have digested this waqiyah and account when people had witnessed with their own eyes that a dog has attacked a lion, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And it is possible if the dog itself is connected to such a powerful personality, and that too indirectly via the home and the gali of Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. May we all connect our hearts and our actions in accordance to the teachings of Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, from a spiritual and a physical aspect as well. Dear viewers, follow his sayings and his teachings and you would learn so much more about Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. What is his true maqam, his true status? It is beyond our understanding, and no person can understand this maqam unless Allah Azza gives you the ilm and the knowledge of this as well. Subhanallah. So we will be back with another episode. For today, we have understood these beautiful ash'ar and couplets which Ala Hazrat had composed in his poetry, mashallah. At first, we studied the salam of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, and thereafter we studied these ash'ar of this kalam. Subhanallah, waha kya martabai ghothe bala tera. May Allah Kareem take us all to the beautiful city of Sarkare Baghdad rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. Until next time, keep reciting Durud-e Pak. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
He is the king of Baghdad with spiritual sway, ruling hearts on the path to Allah's way, ruling hearts on the path to Allah's way, the king of Baghdad.